Sure. My name is Vivian Ducat, and I'm here with a film called All Me, The Life and Times of Winfried Rembert.
How did you come about meeting this gentleman and his artwork?
I went as a parent of a special needs kid to a benefit that was for a program that one of my children does for families with autism and the arts, and I went just totally, you know, grumbling that the ticket was $150 and I don't do things like this, but I have to support this institution, and walked into this art opening on Madison Avenue that had this incredible, brightly colored, tooled leather sort of tableau on the wall of images of the Jim Crow South, of juke joints and cotton fields and chain gangs. But the interesting thing was that there was very little contextual information on the walls. I mean, if you wouldn't have known, you wouldn't have known that this was one man's experience and what he'd gone through. And I looked around the room and saw one person in the corner who had to be the artist, and went up to him and said, you know, how'd you learn this technique of tooling leather? He goes, in prison. And sort of raised an eyebrow and looked at me. And then I asked him something else, and he told me this really great story of how he met his wife while he was in a chain gang. And he told it with the sort of cadence of a storyteller. And having worked in radio myself, I was like, I heard this man, and it was like, oh, my God, this guy's a film. And I spent the rest of the evening getting information on who ran the gallery so that I could then barrage them with my work, so that I could then convince them that what they needed was a small film for the gallery that explained this one man's experience that would then enlighten what you saw of the paintings, having made the short film in a couple of weeks, which is what they wanted for the exhibition. I then realized it was a much bigger film about chain gangs and chain gangs going on into the 70s, and about this man's sort of overall story arc and what a character he was. And it took a little while, but I convinced them, after all, to make the feature doc that I made that's here at the festival.
Now, how long did it take for you to get the filming done, and how much time did you spend down south?
Film took a year from start to finish. So I filmed for, it was 2 weeks in August, half of which was in Georgia. We went to his town without him first to talk to people, which he really didn't like, the idea that we would sort of go. He had an idea for what the film was going to be, and it was going to be showing that everything he told was true. And so he was, and it's just, you know, was not my idea of the film. So we went down there. We had set up people who knew him. We found people. And then we eventually, I mean, one of the high point of the film is this exhibit in the South, which he had said to me. I said to him, like, why are you so blasé about this Madison Avenue solo show? My mother, who'd been an artist, you know, would have killed to be in that gallery. And he said, because I don't know anybody. Like, this is not my world. You know, what would mean something to me is to go back to where I'm from and then to be seen not as a no-good but as an artist. So that gave me the germ of an idea. We convinced the gallery to ship 25 paintings back down to Albany, Georgia, which is 50 miles from where he's from, but more of a media hub and a historically black college. It's a bigger center. And so then that was another, to answer your original question, that was another 4 days. I think all told, we filmed 21 days. It was not actually a lot of filming for a 78-minute feature.
But it's interesting because then, yeah, I'm sure he had a one-man show going on in his head, but to add to the mention to it, but the fact that you mentioned prison and living down there and having to go through, he tells some pretty, you know, pretty harrowing stories as to what happened to him as a kid and as a young adult. So the fact that he's able to reflect in the third what I call the third act of life, and then have a talent to boot, that added much more dimension than, say, you know, an infomercial on an artist.
Absolutely. And he doesn't have bitterness. He's really very open. I mean, the thing that's really interesting about him, which I tried to reflect in the film, is that he kind of moves so easily back and forth between sort of the world of the wealthy and his neighborhood in New Haven, which is pretty rough. And he's really a people person and comfortable in this sort of registers of life. And I felt like the film should not be chronological. It almost should reflect the sharp contrasts that go on in his life and the sort of that he's able to dance between so many spheres.
And one of the things that you bring up, and it's, I don't think I've ever seen it on film, but painting on leather.
Yeah, and he paints with shoe dye, which is really interesting. And his work was much less colorful 10 years ago when there was many fewer colors available, the kind of dye that he uses. It's interesting that as technology's improved and improved the color palette, so has his palette. There was something else I was going to say to you about him and going and the past, but I'll have to come back to it. He has a retrospective show now of 50 of his paintings that are traveling. The reason he's not here at the festival is because he has to be in Texas this weekend, in Canadian Texas, which is somewhere in East Texas, where 50 of his paintings have been traveling, in fact, with the short film that I originally made.
Then there's a really wonderful scene where he's kind of wining and dining with some of the art upper echelon up in the north. When he had his homecoming show, did they buy paintings down there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that's something that he always still sees, you know, why do white audiences and white, you know, that there's not as much. I mean, he was asked this the other night in Arlington, Massachusetts at a festival, like why African Americans don't collect his paintings as much. And he said it's because there's less of a sense of history in people's households. I'm not sure if that's true, but, you know, I'm Jewish, and I would really cringe if somebody said that I would have to hang Marc Chagall in my house. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, from the shtetl in the same way that I can see why people, and I feel like there is that sense, see him as a folk artist, African Americans who, and don't necessarily want to hang his pictures of the South. I mean, why should it be an African-American theme? I think that there's something out of white liberalism that causes people to be interested in his paintings, and people who don't have to think that their own sense of identity is reflected in what they hang on their walls. So I actually totally understand it. It's unfortunate for him because he'd rather be selling to an African-American. Well, not rather. He would like to be including African-Americans and not only selling to white people.
Well, I host a blues show, so I have no idea what you're talking about. Kidding. how is the how many festivals have you been to so far with this film?
I wish I had my older son here, who always rattles off when I forget it. I think I've been upward of 20-ish, many.
Okay,
and there have also been museum showings at this Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco, at the Yale Art Gallery, and then there have been small cinema showings, and then I won Best Audience at Salem, so there was a theatrical, there were 6 days in Salem, Massachusetts. So there have been other showings that aren't festival, but it won a prize in Chicago, it was at Hot Springs, it was at, premiered at the Hamptons, we showed at the Library of Congress, which is not a festival, but at Atlanta, at Sarasota. I mean, this has been a crazy week. I was in New Orleans at the festival on Monday. I was at the Arlington Mass outside Cambridge Mass Festival on Wednesday night, which was packed. And here I am now. It's like a 3-festival week. I don't think it gets any more intense.
We'll get you concert T-shirts.
Looks like a tour.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what have you seen recently? New, old, doesn't matter.
I haven't seen that much because I've been seeing my own film over and over again. And then I have a short that's also on the festival circuit that's gone to some different festivals called Stone-Faced, about an African-American architect in Harlem who's obsessed with gargoyles and other building sculpture and photographs them and talks to them and is really obsessive. And I had met him at a conference and found his book, and I feel like I met him at a conference in Tulsa years ago, and from there got to know him. And once I had made this longer film about Winfred, I suddenly remembered sort of Robert King and what a character he is and what a great short. I haven't been an independent filmmaker. I've been a television producer and a museum media person. So having done the circuit, then starting with this film, I realized that there was another short film that I wanted to get out there.
When do you head home?
Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yes, my kids would kill me if I didn't come home on Sunday.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.